What is up, everyone, and welcome to The Vision with Nathan Collins. This is a show where we're going to talk about vision protection, vision casting, and vision pursuit. In this episode, I'm going to give you an introduction to who I am and why you should listen to me. Okay, let's just get into it. So, first of all, hello, welcome to the show, the first episode of this podcast. I'm very excited about this, but before we get into this, I need to tell you about PodPro. All of you fellow podcasters, you need PodPro. PodPro is an online app that helps you systematically plan and strategically grow your podcast. And you can get started for free today by going to podpro.app and get started. You get started for free. I use it for my personal podcast, which is what you're listening to, and I also use it to structure our Diamond Studios podcast, and it's a game changer. So you need to go do that. All of my fellow podcasters, go to podpro.app right now. Go get started. All right, the main point today is who I am. Who am I? Where am I from? What do I do? What are my goals? And what the heck am I doing? These are kind of deep and personal questions to me, which you'll find out later on through this podcast about why I'm so sensitive to sharing some of these things. So let's scratch the surface of all of these things. First question, who the heck am I? Well, my name is Nathan Collins, as you probably would have guessed by now. I am a visionary, a dreamer, an entrepreneur, and just a guy who's trying to do the best that he possibly can in life. I own several businesses, which we will get into in the next topic. But I am from a small town in Georgia called Toccoa, Georgia. When I was 17, I moved out of my parents' house. I started a production company and worked with some really cool people, got signed to a couple labels. And to condense everything, I came back to Toccoa, brought everything that I knew back with me, and opened a studio. That's a very condensed version of my story. So with the studio, why did I come back to Toccoa? Well, because it's in my nature to do the best that I can in places that need it. What the heck does that mean? Well, as a dreamer and a visionary and an entrepreneur, I know if you are also a visionary, dreamer, and entrepreneur, I know you have these incredible ideas and you're like, well, like, you know, how do I do this or why do I do this? And you ask these questions. One of my driving purposes of why I do things is so that what I do will benefit the things that are around me. That's just how I've always built things. That's how I was raised. My mom and dad are that way. And I just try to maximize it and scale it to the best of my ability. I want whatever I have my hands in, I want it to have a positive positive effect on whatever is going on around me. And so let's segue into what exactly do I do and what exactly is it that's affecting the things around me. Well, first things first, the thing that consumes most of my time, Diamond Studios. So I own a recording studio here in Toccoa, Georgia, alongside my best friend Kevin Beggs and Jonathan Boucher and my rock, my wife, Destiny Collins. And then we have incredible, incredible people here. We've got Kayla Beggs, Portia Burns, Dakirio Ramsey, Bradley and Ben, and gosh, there's a lot of people. I'm just like listing out, and Brian, my gosh, what a team. I love these people. Diamond Studios is a recording studio. 24 hours a day are our hours, and it's kind of crazy. But we also teach lessons. We do photography, videography, graphic design, all of this stuff. And we're pretty much a jack of all trades. We are one heck of a team that that makes dreams and visions happen for other people. And that is the goal of Diamond Studios. Actually, our mission statement, let me just tell you our mission statement, is to flip the perspective of a whole community by achieving the impossible. That's our mission statement. That's what we set out to do. So I'm the CEO of Diamond Studios. I make the executive decisions. I also produce music here. I engineer music. I'm a live session musician. I'm the drum teacher here. I do all the legal paperwork. I do all of that stuff. It's super fun. Speaking of legal paperwork, I'm also the CEO of LID Music Group. LID Music Group is our record label. We are learning. I am learning all about the music in that side of the music industry. I've been signed to labels, but I've never ran one. And it's complicated. Can be complicated. But other than that, I'm also a youth pastor. I'm a worship leader. I've got a clothing brand. Obviously, I'm a podcaster. And I have my own music. I'm a solo artist. So in between all of this other stuff, I'm a solo artist. And there's other things that I have my hand in, but these are the main highlights right here. I have my hand in a lot of things, and all of these things are really impactful to where they are and what they do. My goal is to impact the things around me. With Diamond Studios, the goal is to build a city, build a music scene within the city, and which we'll get into. We'll get into that a little bit deeper on another episode. I'm not going to dive into all of this. I just want you to know who I am on a short episode. Let's dive into what are my goals. With everything that I'm doing, what the heck are my goals? Well, number one, the mission statement of Diamond Studios, as I've already told you, to flip the perspective of a whole community by achieving the impossible. I don't know exactly who's listening to this, but if you know anything about Toccoa, one thing that I can guarantee you, if you were to go to Toccoa or go on Facebook and ask someone, tell me one thing about Toccoa, you're going to get a negative response. At least from 75% of the people that you ask, you're going to get a negative response. Why? Because that's the culture, and it sucks. It sucks. It really does. And anybody you ask, they give you a negative answer, and they would also tell you that that sucks, that everything is just negative. But it's such a habit here. So we really, really, really want to flip the perspective of this entire community by achieving the impossible. A recording studio in Toccoa? Impossible. What? Positivity in Toccoa? Impossible. All of these things, like my goal is to literally achieve the things that everyone else is either afraid to achieve, put pressure on areas that other people are afraid to put pressure on. But we want positivity to be the outcome. We want growth to be the outcome. We want inspiration to be the outcome. We want new businesses and vision and just growth for the community and for the city. This is what we're here for. This is my heart. This is our goal. This is our mission. And not only do we want growth, but we want growth that is self-sustaining upon the future generations. This is the part of life that nobody talks about. Nobody talks about. We have to have a future that is prepared. But no one is preparing our future outside of social media or outside of the wrong influences. Like, we sit here and we complain about all the negativity that we see, you know, with gangs and drugs and just the negative things that we see on a day-to-day basis in any city that you live in. We complain about these things. But if you think about it, these things train up their futures. They train up their futures in the way that it should go. I'm about to get biblical on you. They train them up in the way that they want them to go. But the positivity side of that is not doing that. The inspirational side is not doing that. Look, I asked myself one question, what are my goals? And here I am. I'm going on a tangent right now. But that is my goal. And I really, really want to share that goal. I want to inspire people to get on that level, to get on the same dream boat that I'm on right now, regardless of if it has anything to do with what I'm doing or anything that I'm involved with. I just want people to spread that positivity, train up the futures the way that it should go. And let's build a solid foundation of the future. It's time to start thinking ahead of where we are. We're so good at living in the moment. We are probably the best. The moment that the camcorder was invented, humans became experts at living in the moment. That's just real. And that's where we're at. Never mind. Okay, we're going to save this, all right? I didn't want this to be any longer than 10 minutes at all. So that's my goals. And look, we're going to talk about this stuff. We're going to talk about maybe some hot topics. I don't know. I'm good at being overly honest. Yeah, stay tuned. We're definitely going to be talking about a lot of this stuff. And I think we're going to have a good time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm gonna try to do this every Saturday, or at least have an episode released every Saturday. So, you know, you should like, subscribe, and do me one big favor. Have a fantastic week and dream big. Peace out.